I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, yo, what up, what up? Welcome to today's episode, Trent Shelton Podcast. As always, I appreciate your time, your energy, your presence. It means the world to me. I'm going to honor that by making sure I bring the energy right back to you. And listen, today I'm just going to give you some common sense that you can turn into common practice so you can transform your life. But it all starts with you. And today, I want to talk about one thing. You know, I could talk about three things, or here's a four-step process to success. And again, success is what you make it, right? But one thing about me, and I say this humbly, is that everything I've done in my life, I've been pretty successful at. You know, right now in my life, I'm pretty successful that people would say and consider, right? Based upon the things that I've done, who I am, based upon financial things and the time freedom I have in my life. Like, I judge success by time freedom, right? Being able to do what you want to do, having the room to do what you want to do. And one of the things that has led me to the place where I am in my life, and I want to share this with you, because this is the truth. The truth is that success, I believe, is easy. And I know people, when I say that, they look at me crazy and they think about, it can't be easy. But success, as I always said, is a simple three-step process where you make a choice, you stay committed to the choice, you stay consistent to that commitment. That's it. You do it over and over and over, but you got to have the patience, you got to have the fortitude, you got to have the mental toughness, you got to have the discipline. You got to have the faith, you got to have the heart, you got to have the consistency, you got to have the commitment, you got to have the discipline, again, to be able to see it through. And most people don't have that, so they never see it through. And today, I want to just give you one thing that literally has transformed my life. And when I'm in a bad place in my life, I check in with this thing, and this thing is usually off. And when it's off, I put myself back on, and I see the change in my life immediately. For most of us, we aren't clear on who we want to be. So I'm going to start there. Most people in this world aren't clear on who they want to be. You know, when I played football, we had a thing called scouting reports. And the scouting report is what the other team, right, that you're playing against, or even your team, you have a scout report from your coaches about the other team. That's the best way I can put it, right? So they give you a scout report on your opponent. And you know everything about your opponent and who they are and circumstances, who they're going to be. One thing about me, because I asked some of my friends that played on other teams, they said, man, the scouting report was consistent about you, Trent. They said, man, he is a tough receiver. He's a hard receiver. He is a consistent receiver. He's a monster. He's a dog. That was the consensus about me as an athlete, as a football player, right? And I'm proud of that, because that's who I want to be on the football field. But then you have scouting reports on other people that says, depending on the circumstances, this is who they are. Depending on the conditions, this is who they are. When things are going their way, this is who they are. When things aren't going their way, this is who they are. And a lot of people in this world are like that, right? Their character is based upon the circumstances. Their character isn't consistent. Their drive is up and down. They're fair weather. That's what we would call it, right? Fair weather people. Depending on how the weather is in their life, sunny or stormy, is the person that you're going to get. And they live a very inconsistent life. As I always told you, when we're committed, we don't care about the conditions. When we're committed, we don't care about the circumstances, because we understand that commitment is unconditional. We are making a pledge to ourselves that this is who I'm going to be regardless of the situation. This is who I'm going to be regardless if things are going right or wrong in my life. And if I'm being totally transparent with you, I feel you, because there's times in my life where my commitment left depended on the situations in my life, but I didn't stay there. I acknowledged it. I faced it. I embraced it. And I got back to being who I know, who I decided I was going to be. And this is the thing. The first thing I'm going to ask you right now is, like, have you really decided who you're going to be in your life? And be real with yourself. Don't be like, yeah, Trent, I have. Because the actions of your life will show that. Right? When things are going wrong in your life, it's going to show if you really decided. So if life was to give you a scouting report, if somebody was to give me a scouting report on you, what would they say? Would they say, no matter what, this is who you're going to get? They don't come with an on and off switch. No matter what, they're going to go hard. No matter what, their character is consistent. No matter what, they're going to be committed. You can depend on them. They're trustworthy in their character. This is who they are. They're honorable to their commitment to their life. They truly know who they want to be, who they're going to be, and who they are. Or would it be the opposite? Yeah, I don't know, man. This person depends on the day. You might get this side of them. You might get that side of them. Depending on the season, depending on the moment, depending on the conditions, this is who their character is. And you're very inconsistent. And so be real with yourself right now. Is that you? Are you a person that people can depend on your character no matter what? Your family can depend on your character no matter what? Your kids can depend on your character no matter what? Your friends, your boss, wherever it is in your life, like your community? Are you a person that's like, man, I don't know who's going to show up today? And I've had athletes that I play with, I've had athletes that I coach that were like that. And they never become legendary. They never become the greatest version of themselves because they really haven't decided who they are going to be. So numero uno, if you're going to change your life, if you're going to live a life, and again, this is not theory. I'm not an influencer telling y'all some theory. I'm not an influencer telling y'all some I think. This is truth. I've lived it for the last 20-some years of my life, from sports to what I do now. I understand how to be successful. And the first step is deciding who you are going to be. So when I played football, I decided I was going to be a receiver that was tough. I was going to be a receiver that was about that life, as I would say. So when I came across the middle, you better watch out because I might pop you. And we know receivers are divas, but I wasn't no diva. I was a monster. I was a beast. I didn't shy away from contact. I brought the smoke, as I would say. And in life, I approach my life just like that, right? I want to be dependable on who I am. So people know they can depend on me. People know I'm going to go hard. Yeah, I might have my days. I might have my seasons that life gives me. But for the majority of my life, the consistency of my life, the consensus of Trent Shelton is that I'm going to go hard. I'm going to fight for what I believe in. I'm going to stand on my principles. That's what I'm going to do. So with your life, what's the consensus of you? And be real with yourself. Have you truly decided who you are going to be? Because if you haven't done that yet, life is going to be hard. Because you're going to be what conditions give you. So if conditions give you great times, you're going to feel great. If conditions are unfavorable, if conditions suck in your life, if there are storms in your life, then you're going to be at a low level in your life. You're going to operate like that. If you're going to truly be successful, see, the big thing about success is consistency. I know you heard that word a lot from me, but consistency is everything. And a lot of times for us, the thing that I see in a lot of people is that when storms come in their life, instead of really doubling down, because that's the time you really need to decide who you're going to be. Because the storm is trying to make you be something else. That hard season is trying to expose your true character. Let it expose your true character. Let it expose the true character that you are a beast, that you are who you say you are, that it's real, that you're solid. Let it expose that. And it might be harder than usual to get through it. I get it. But those are the times you need to double down on who you're going to be. When life tests you, as they say, right? No faith tested is no faith at all, right? It's not faith if you're not tested. So when life gives you a test, ace it. A lot of us, when life gives us tests, we fail it over and over and over again. And who we really are gets exposed, right? We say we're a pit bull, but then when life gets hard, we turn into a little puppy. We turn into a poodle, as I would say. And so decide who you are going to be and really stick to it. And I would even take it a step further. Like, why do you need to be that person?
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Why do you need to be that person? And who is that person? And when you truly get clear on that, that's when things change. You operate with a different passion. You operate with a different energy. You operate with a different clip in your life. So get clear on who you are going to be and make it non-negotiable. Moving forward, this is who I am every single day. This is who I'm going to be. I'm not going to be inconsistent in my character. This is who I'm going to be no matter who likes it or not. And that brings me to my second point, really 1B. So I'm just giving you one point today because I ain't trying to give you a million things. I'm just trying to give you one simple thing. And listen, it's the simple things that we don't do, right? It's simple in nature. Like, okay, Trinity, I can decide who I'm going to be. It's simple in nature, but it's hard to actually execute because life is trying to always push us to be something else. Always. That's what life is trying to do. Whether it's people around us, whether it's circumstances of life, it's always trying to push us to be something else. That's the hard part. That's why I say success is really easy. The hard part is just staying down. The hard part is just staying loyal to your character and who you are. That's the hard part because we get distracted. But when you can focus on this is who I'm going to be no matter what, that's when life becomes better, which brings me to 1B. And 1B is this. Stop compromising on who you are. The soul that doesn't compromise is the soul that achieves great things. The soul that doesn't compromise is the soul, the person that achieves great things. Okay, this has to be the day, starting today, that you draw a line in the sand and say, I'm not compromising no more. I'm not compromising my character. I'm not compromising my worth. I'm not compromising my life. I'm not compromising my greatness. Some of you listen to me right now. Yes, you, my friend. You might have compromised your greatness. What do I mean by that? I mean that you might have silenced your greatness because you didn't want to make people around you uncomfortable. You might have silenced your greatness because you were afraid to get your dreams shot down. And so you never went for it because people around you placed their damn impossibilities on your life. And so you say, you know what? I'm not going to go for it because I don't want to be laughed at. I don't want to be ridiculed. I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to look silly. You'll never get to the life that you're meant to live if you're not willing to be ridiculed, if you're not ready to be criticized. It's a part of it. Criticism is coming. If you're trying to be legendary in anything, criticism is coming. And criticism, who cares? It's usually opinions from people that don't know you. So why should you even care? When they don't know exactly who you are, they've never been around you. And some of us, we have compromised our greatness. We have compromised our vision. We have compromised our beliefs to make people comfortable. If you've been around me, you know, I believe in God. That's who I am. And there's plenty of stages in the world. It doesn't make sense to me because their principles, they say they believe in God, but their principles is so funny to me that they say they believe in God, but yet they're going to say, hey, man, don't talk about God when you're on stage. So I'm not the person for you. Hey, I'm not a pastor, a preacher. I won't sit here and preach. That's not what I do. But I do believe in God. So if God comes up in my speech, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm not going to feel bad about it because God is the anchor, the foundation of my life. I'm not going to compromise my faith for anything. And a lot of people, they have done that. I'm around it. And they say, man, Trent, I admire you so much because you're not afraid to speak your truth. A lot of people compromise their truth for money. A lot of people compromise their truth to fit in. A lot of people compromise their truth not to offend. Right? And I'm just going to be real with you. Some of us, we live in a life not to offend people. And when if offending people is you living your truth, if offending people is you not compromising your worth, if offending people is you deciding who you're going to be and being unapologetic about it, then go ahead and offend people. Right? I'm not telling you to be a bad person. I'm not telling you to hurt people and offend people in a negative way. But some of us, we have compromised so much of our life that we don't know who we are. And so you have to get to a point right now and make a real decision to say, you know what? Starting today, I am no longer compromising who I am going to be. Write a list down of things that you're not going to compromise anymore for anything. Because we know when you compromise, AKA, it means that you settle. You settle for less. And we know what settling for less leads to: a life of suffering, a life of not getting the full potential of who you were created to be and why you are on this earth. And the majority of people in this world, they live life like that. They have a compromise somewhere for something, for some reason. They live the life full of compromise. And I'm not talking about positive compromising where maybe in a relationship you had to compromise a few things, right? I'm not talking about that. Don't take this out of context. I'm talking about that negative compromise where you have lost yourself for someone else. Where you have said, you know what? I'm going to lose my identity. I'm going to turn down on who I am so I can fit in. That's compromising. And when you have a compromising spirit, you're not going to live a legendary life. Because you are lowering who you are. You are lowering your standards. Every standard you lower, every principle that you ignore that's in your life, just to not to offend somebody, just to fit in, just to you fill in the blank, then you're going to live a life where you feel like something is missing. And if you feel like something is missing in your life, even if you wake up every single day, you're like, man, you know, life isn't that bad, but I feel like something is missing. It's probably because you compromised something at some point. How would your life change right now if you say, you know what? I'm not going to compromise no more. This is who I am. Right? You made the choice to say, this is who I'm going to be. This is the life that I'm living. I'm not compromising. I'm not allowing conditions to make me compromise. I'm not allowing my feelings to make me compromise anything. Right? Some of you, if you're going to be successful, you got to have a system of success. And I know that seems like a big thing. Oh my gosh, a system of success. You know, you hear that. I'm not trying to sound like no expert. A system of success can be easy, right? The system that works for you. One of my systems is getting up and moving my body. Right? I'm recording this episode right now at 7:30 in the morning. I just got back from the gym at 5:30 with my son. That's a system of success that I do, that I'm not going to compromise. Because when I compromise, it affects my mental health. When I compromise, it affects my energy. When I compromise, I don't get I'm not as productive. As I'm probably 50%, probably 75% less productive when I compromise. So why would I compromise? I got to stay loyal to it. Even if I wake up tired, I can't compromise. Even if I wake up and don't feel like it, I can't compromise. Because compromising is costing me too much. And I understand what it's costing me. We talk about opportunity costs so much in life. So much on this podcast. It's something I believe in. And when you understand the opportunity cost, you're not going to compromise. For some of us, it's cost us our life because we compromise. We compromise our truth. So we stay in a situation that we know we shouldn't be in no more. We compromise the love for ourselves. We compromised our worth. And look where it's gotten us. When I've compromised in my life, it didn't lead me to anything good in my life. Ever. It led me to heartbreak. It led me to regret. It led me to pain. Every single time. So I made up in my mind that I am not compromising who Trent Shelton is. If Trent Shelton is too much for you, so be it. I'm not compromising. I'm not lowering myself. I'm not hiding myself. I'm not shutting down who I am for you. I'm not silencing my greatness for anything. If you can't handle it, you got one choice. You got two choices. Either you deal with it or you can unsubscribe from my life. You can unfollow me in real life. But I refuse to compromise who Trent Shelton is anymore because I know the outcome of that. I know the future, what the future is going to bring if I decide to compromise now. I know my future is going to be filled with regret. I know my future is going to be filled with pain. I know my future is going to be filled with me not being the person I was created to be. And I refuse to do that. So with you, you got to get clear on even your what you're compromising on. Get clear right now and say, you know what? I've been compromising in this area of my life. I'm not doing it no more. This is the standard. This is how I'm going to live. This is who I'm going to be. And this is how I'm going to attack life. And if you get clear on that, you have no choice but to be successful. I'm telling you, you have no choice but to be successful. That might not happen overnight. It might not happen in a year. It might not happen in 2 years. But if you stay loyal to that and you continue to elevate your life, because this is what happens, by the way. When you start staying true to who you are, like for real, you activate something that I believe is the greatest superpower in the world. You activate belief. You activate belief, the belief in yourself. And when we talk about believing in yourself and believing yourself, you know, people who, I'm just going to say it like this, it might sound kind of rude, like people who don't believe in themselves try to make you feel like that's arrogance. Like when you believe in who you are, right? When you're confident in who you are, people want to call it arrogance. That's not, you know, arrogance to me is boasting about being something that you're probably not, you know what I mean? To me, that's arrogance, you know what I mean? Or trying to belittle somebody on purpose. That's arrogance to me. And I believe the greatest superpower that we have as human beings is belief. You know, what you believe in is what you will become. So if you look at your life, and of course there's exceptions to every rule, but if you look at your life, you look at the outcome of your life, I think somewhere down the line in your past, you have a true belief, a core belief that is congruent, that is tied to your current situation of your life. Now, that's deep. That's a process we don't have time to go through, to break down. But when I looked at my life, and when I was living the life that I didn't want to live, when I was living a life of pain and living a life of hurt, living a life of not being who I know I could be, deep down inside, like I would say I believe in myself, I would say all these things, but deep down inside, I really didn't. Deep down inside, I really believed in my limitations. I really believed in the story I was telling myself. I really believed that I wasn't enough. I really believed that. Of course, I masked it with false confidence. Of course, I was telling people I'm confident, telling myself and saying affirmations every single day, looking in the mirror, which is great, but I really didn't believe it. And life circumstances exposed my true beliefs. So when I look at the outcome of my life right now, I know for a fact that my belief is A1. My belief in who I am, my belief in what I'm capable of, my belief is A freaking one. And my outcome of life reflects that. Like, it goes hand in hand. I can tell you on the lack, I can tell you on the abundant side, how that has been true in my life. For some of us, and this might be true for you or it might not be true for you, we don't really believe. We don't believe in who we are. We don't believe in the systems that we have in our life. We don't work the systems of success in our life. We don't believe in our future. You know, we don't believe that there's more to our life. We don't believe that things are really going to change. And it's because we lack faith and we lack the endurance to see things through. And so today, I just want you to spend time. Like, I think we complicate this life so much. I think we write down 10, 12 things to be successful and all these cute things that look good online. But it comes down to foundational stuff that we talked about today. Literally, That's what it comes down to. Again, I'm not talking to you from a place of theory. I'm a person who lives it. I'm a person who's been living it consistently, and it's been the truth of my life. And so I'm giving you truth right now. And if you can really tap in to like who you're going to be and make it real, y'all. Like, this ain't for the internet. This ain't for the people around, just for you. You know, sometimes we get into trying to please the internet. We get into trying to make people think that we're something that we're not. We want to please everybody. We get into this, oh, I want people to think, man, I've never been a person like that. I'm going to just keep it real with you. I've never been the person that wanted to look like it. I want to be it. I don't care what I look like to other people. That's not my concern. I never wanted to be a person. I'm not going to say never. I'm sure at some point in my life, in my 20s, like, I wanted to be something that I wasn't, okay? I'm sure, for sure. But I can say for the consensus of my life, like, I wanted to be it. I didn't want to look like it. I didn't just want to be around it. I didn't want to, you know, just be a part of it and say, oh, I know this person and this is my friend and he's super successful or she's super successful. Nah, I wanted to experience that stuff for myself. That's what I wanted. And it all starts with the belief. It all starts with you getting clear on who you are going to be. Non-negotiable. Circumstances don't dictate it. Conditions don't dictate it. Opinions don't dictate it. Nothing in this world changes who you are. This is how you're going to show up day in and day out. This is who you're going to be. And if you just stick to that for a month, a week, a year, a decade, we'll just start with a week because you're a decade, that's too long. But just a week, you will see the change. You will start to see the change. You will feel it in yourself. You will feel a little bit different. And you have the system that you're working. And so I would get clear also on the system that works for you. If you're a person that wakes up, you know, takes your espresso shot, you know, goes outside and meditates for a little bit, go outside and get some sun, walks, run, work out, whatever it is for you, like work it. And if the system isn't working, change it. Make some readjustments to it. But the main thing is that you be consistent with it. The main thing is that you say, this is who I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to be known for. I'm going to be known as this person. To the world, I'm known as a person that helps people. Everybody knows that. It's because I decided in 2009 to say, this is who I want to be. I want to be the guy that is known to help people, that is known to inspire people. I want to be the greatest self-worth coach in the world. That's what I said. Since 2009, I want to be the guy that when people think about self-worth, they think about Trent Shelton. When people think about inspiration, they think about Trent Shelton. When people think about motivation, they think about Trent Shelton. And I first had to give that gift to myself, right? I had to know my own self-worth. I had to work on my own self. I had to be my own inspiration. I had to be my own motivation. I had to start there. And then once that belief became real to me because I worked on myself and I saw I changed my life and I had conviction in my soul, then it became contagious to the world. Right? People felt that belief. They saw how I showed up online. They see how I show up online. You see how I show up on this podcast. Like, you can't fake this. Right? Because if you fake it, you're going to get burned out. You can't fake something for 15 years. You're going to get burned out at some point if it ain't real for you. So make it freaking real. That's what I want for you. Make it real. Listen to this episode over and over and over again. And just to give you a recap as we leave today, number one, get clear on who you are. And number two, well, 1B is no more compromising. Get clear on who you are and no longer compromise who you are. That's it. If you can just do those two things, I guarantee your life will transform. If you can get clear on who you are and don't compromise who you are, don't compromise your worth. Don't compromise the things you know you shouldn't compromise on. You are going to be successful in life. It's going to happen at some point. But most of us don't see it through because we don't do those two things. We're not clear. So we just be who the world wants us to be. We be who conditions make us be. We be who opinions want us to be, etc. And then we compromise. We compromise on all the things in our life that we know we shouldn't compromise on. So if you work on those two things, you're going to live and lead a legendary life. It's inevitable. It has to happen. It's coming for you. That legendary life is coming for you. That greatest you is inside. You got a person inside you haven't even met yet. It's coming for you. It's coming for you. Go get it. Like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. Keep moving forward. Let nothing hold you back. Live it, breathe it, be it. and never let this world take your smile. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Share this with somebody, man. Somebody needs this. Play this for your team. Get on a group call. Play this around your school. Play it in the gym. Somebody needs to hear this message, man, because this is a life-changing message that can transform your life. Let's go.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.